Hey guys.
Hey guys.
Welcome back to Untouched.
We're so happy you're here.
It's Elle.
And Rivers.
So we are doing a little solo episode. We have an episode in the works with Maggie and Emma McDonald. It needed some editing.
We
to say the least.
We're thinking about starting to post two episodes a week.
Yeah.
Because we have nothing to do. So we need to do something.
Yeah. But basically, you know, when you're with your friends and like you start to like yelp of excitement, we do that pretty much the whole episode. That is beyond my editing skills. So we had to send it away. So you're going to get a solo episode first this week. And then later on this week, I'm not exactly sure which day yet, we'll have an episode with Emma and Maggie too.
Yes. And then we're going to post one with my mom soon. We are posting one with one of our really good guy friends. And he just has a very unique perspective on life.
Yeah.
So I think you guys will like him. And then Devin as well.
Yeah. So we have a lot of guests coming and we thought it was necessary to just push out a solo episode because we haven't like just talked to you guys in a while.
Yeah.
We have some updates because I feel like it's so hard to update. And like
when we have a guest,
yeah, when you have a guest, it's just like weird. They sit there and just like listen to your updates. So we have some updates. Well, I guess I do. Your life is like so like clean and proper right now.
Knock on wood.
Basically, I don't even know when it was. When was that? 2 weeks ago? When Baseball Boyfriend was here?
Shortstop? Oh, yeah. Oh, wait, a week ago.
Okay, so Shortstop was in town like a week and a half ago. And, you know, I was ready. I was ready to see the man, you know, whatever. Actually, we ran into him when we were walking in like the park. Mm-hmm. So we did see him once. But I never like, you know, really saw him. I never went to the hotel or anything. And I actually blocked him.
We're literally walking on the street one day. It's like 11 p.m., 12 p.m. Wait, 12 a.m. And we're just walking and she comes up to me. She's like, I blocked him. I blocked Shortstop. And I was like, what?
I feel like I was literally... It's so hard because I think it's so easy to get caught up in like the pro athlete thing. And I was like, not me turning into the bitch we talk about on the podcast. You know what I mean? Like, I do not want to be that girl. So it was like, he adds nothing to my life, really. Respect him always. But like, what's the point, you know?
You know what it made me think of? I was listening to Sophia with an F. It was like a while back and mm-hmm. there was a girl on it. And she was like, I honestly don't care if it's like a, just like a friends with benefits, like whatever. What's it called? Side piece.
Yeah.
Like when you're just like seeing them,
sneaky,
but it's not.
Link. Don't they call it that now?
I don't know what to call it, but she was like, I don't care what, like if it's that and you both know it's that, but like you'll still take me out to dinner and like we'll still hang out. Like you will not just call me in the middle of the night and say like, come over. Like,
yeah.
I don't care if that's, we have an understanding where it's just sex and like, that's fine. But like, I won't be treated like we can still be friends. Like there's no reason like, you should have access to me. And like, we can't even have a conversation.
Uh-huh.
Like we should be friends before we're like hooking up.
And that's like what it was, you know, it was like a phone call when he's in town. And like I said, on like a previous episode, it was like, he tried to like, you know, like give me some sort of like validation, like reassurance last time I saw him. And like, I stopped him only because I knew it was like out of pocket. You know, we've been saying out of pocket.
That's our new thing, out of pocket.
But like, it was just out of pocket. So I was just like, you know what? Like, this is so like beyond me. Like, I'm beyond this. Do you know what I mean?
Like you've had your fun and now it's like, okay, you're obviously not adding anything to my life.
Yeah.
You're not making me feel special. You're like, just.
This will never go anywhere. Yeah. Like fully never go anywhere.
And that is a strong, independent woman that knows her worth.
Yes.
T.
Okay.
Anyways.
Moving on.
So this last weekend, we don't make a ton of updates. Emma and Maggie were here. So we just had a little bit of girl fun. That sounded really creepy.
Yeah.
We went on a boat. We went around Chicago, hung out with some friends, introduced them to some of our Chicago friends.
Yeah.
All those things. You know what, guys? You know what, though? You need to know this story. So the guy that's coming on, we don't know what his nickname's going to be yet. Our guest star. So.
Oh, this was a story we wanted to tell, I think.
What? That he wanted to talk to us?
What, that he ghosted us. Yeah.
So basically, we're like friends, all of us. And he's just like such a, like, I don't know how to explain it.
It's guy number one.
But we, okay. I wasn't going to link those together when he's here. It's fine. Whatever. Yeah, but he'll have a new nickname now that if he's going to, he wants to, well, like, we had a nice chat where he might be a reoccurring guest and yeah. be like the guy's point of view. Anyways, we all just like joke around a lot, I guess, is like the point I was trying to make. It's like a, you know what I'm saying? It's a very sarcastic friendship.
It's a friendship where it's like,
we'll be like,
oh, we'll text him anything. He can text us anything. And it's like a going out friendship. Like, yeah. I would never sit down and have a coffee with him.
No.
You know what I mean? It would like, just be it's just like, go out, have fun. Like, he's very much a fun friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think he would ever want to have a coffee with us either.
No.
So yeah, that's just out of the picture. No coffee is in the picture.
Yeah.
But we were supposed to go out with him last time Emma was in town. He has a boat and we were begged him to take his boat out on Saturday. We were like, don't go. He was supposed to go out of town. We were like, don't go out of town. Please stay here. Please take your boat out. And he was like, okay, fine, whatever. We wanted to go out at night, do a night cruise. Well, we were a piece of shit and we then decided that we wanted to go to the Cubs game and we didn't tell him until super last minute. We were like, we're going to the Cubs game instead. Like, sorry. Which he had a right to be mad at us. But this man did not talk to us for 35 days. We would call him so much. We would call him at least once a week, probably like two or three times.
We left voicemails.
Left voicemails, texted him. We thought about sending him flowers.
Fully debated if we should send him flowers or not.
We were like, we're so sorry. We shouldn't have done that. We're a piece of shit, whatever. And on Saturday, I was like on my phone weirdly. And he like liked one of my old pictures. And I was like, oh my God, like I know he's not mad anymore. And I called him and he answered. I was like, are you, because he would never answer our calls. You guys never.
He ghosted us.
He literally ghosted us. And he answered whatever. And we were like, all right, let's hang out tonight. And when he called us back later, it was like the three of us. And we were like, so you're done being mad at us? He was like, yeah, it's been 35 days exactly. So you're off the hook.
Like, you counted. You fully counted
the days. We were out later and I was like introducing someone to him. And he was like, yeah, I didn't talk to them for 35 days.
He was like proud of it. Okay. I'm like, dude, what? But like when I was telling him, I was like, dude, we almost sent you flowers. And he was like, you see what the issue is here? You keep saying almost. You didn't actually do it.
Yeah, and he kept saying to me, like, you guys did not miss me enough. Like, I don't feel like you guys missed me enough.
Did he want us to show up?
We literally would text and call him so much, you guys.
That was so funny.
But whatever. It's fine. But whatever. That is the guy that's going to come on, and he'll give you guys a really unique, a very boy perspective.
Yeah, super. He's, like, kind of a douchebag, but in the best way possible. Because yeah. If he wasn't, he would just be, like, so average. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like, he's, like, a really fun friend. Anyways...
the boat.
Yeah.
So guys,
this is a different boat.
Yeah. So we went on a boat on, what was it? Saturday. Mm-hmm. And already going into it, it was going to be a weird dynamic. I knew that mystery man was going to be there, which is fine. I can sit there and be civil with him, you know, but, mm-hmm. I knew that he was going to, I don't think we ever updated on him spending the night either.
Oh my God, you guys.
So basically, like, it's just like he's still into me, you know, like we had seen him out before and he had told Riv like, oh, I miss her so much, blah, blah, blah. And like, I'm just not that way. Obviously, like I care about him. Mm-hmm. It's not like I hate the guy at all, but it's just not in that way anymore. And so we go on this boat. I'm like, okay, this might be a little awkward. Like, I really hope that he isn't like all in my face. Like, I miss you, blah, blah, blah. Well, I got the fucking opposite of that.
Yeah.
So just this boat is like a really weird dynamic, and boats are, it's super important when you go on a boat.
So this is how we got, one of Mystery Man's really good friends has a somewhat crush on Emma.
Yeah.
So that's how we got invited, was through Mystery Man's friend.
Yeah.
And we didn't even know fully if Mystery Man was going to be there, but then he kept calling Ellen saying, I'll see you this weekend.
Yeah.
So low key, his argument is bullshit.
It is bullshit.
But anyways, proceed.
Okay. So we go to this boat. He's there and the group is like a little weird. And I think that it's super important when getting on a boat, because it is like a commitment. You're on this boat and you can't just say like, oh, let's turn around. You know what I mean? It's really important to like be with a really good group of people that you know you can have fun with. You have to be in the mood for it. And to our defense, the weather was so ass. So it wasn't like...
It was literally like 65 degrees and like cloudy.
Cloudy. So it wasn't like we could sit on the front of the boat and like tan if like we weren't having fun and just like relax. Like there was no relaxing. It was so cold. Everyone's seasick because it's like so rocky out there. It was just like a really bad situation. And we didn't know a lot of the details, especially me and Riv, because like we did not plan it at all. Like we were so out of the planning loop. And so we get on there and we're thinking we're getting off at 3 o'clock. We got on at like 12. So we're like, oh, this is going to be fine. Whatever. Come to find out,
Emma started saying, no, let's get off at 2.
Yeah.
So then there's kind of like an urgency. It's like, okay, yeah, I do want to get off.
Yeah. Like I do want to be off of this thing. Like I can't sit on here for that long. And then we're like, so when are we getting off? Because like everyone is getting so seasick. It was miserable. Like we just weren't having the fun that like the rest of the crowd was having, you know? So it was like we couldn't keep up with their energy. We were going out later that night. So we didn't want to like go crazy on the boat.
We weren't drinking at all.
No. Yeah. We didn't drink at all.
Not that we ever would. But
yeah.
But we weren't.
And then to the fucking story. So it was just like so bad. And then we start talking to people and they're like, you're going to stay on here till 7, like all this stuff. And we're like, oh my God, how the fuck do we get off this thing?
And we have dogs. We're like, we need to let the dogs out. And we were like, we have plans tonight. Like this is not.
It was, we didn't eat anything. Like we just wanted to be off of it. We're like, I'm looking up on my phone. Like, can the Chicago police pick you up from a boat? Cause I'm like fully debating. Like, should we wave down the police and say like, hey, we don't feel comfortable. Like, can you fucking drive us to shore? But then I like start noticing like mystery man and this girl and I'm like, oh, that's like interesting, like what's going on there? And I saw them like go into a bathroom together. I saw them like kind of like touching her back. It wasn't like in my face, but like it was definitely noticeable. Mm-hmm.
And then they start like making out on the ground.
Yeah, like it's just like I you know what I mean, like I personally would never ever ever put him in that position, especially like he was treating me like he always would treat me. Like, you're so pretty. You look so good today. Like, calling me the fucking stupid ass nickname he calls me. So,
I
like,
hate that. Munch, I hate it.
He says it all the time now. I thought it was cute at first. Yeah. It was cute at first. But now it's overused. It's
like so weird. Like, anywhere we go, you guys, he's like, Munch. I'm like, Munch. Oh my God, I can't.
It's a good nickname, too. It's a good nickname. Ruined.
It's just like, you guys aren't dating anymore.
Yeah. So I'm like seeing this. I'm like, oh, that's just like kind of weird. So I went outside because I was like, okay, like this is fucking so strange. And this was when we were on our way back to the harbor finally. And I'm sitting outside and he like came out and he like started talking to me, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, are you talking to that girl? And he's like, yeah. And I was like, okay, like, fuck you too. You know what I mean? Like, that's so fucking rude. Like, I would feel
because the boat is so intimate.
It's such an intimate setting. And I would feel even weird seeing him out with a guy I was talking to just walking on the street.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that would make me feel awkward. And the fact that he fully knew that I was going to be on that boat.
They went on a walk yesterday and he like tried to say like he didn't know that. But like, you did.
But before, when he first called us and was like, I'll see you on Saturday, I said, no, you won't. We're going with someone else.
You guys
else's.
Talked the night
the
before.
The night before, yeah.
It was like fucking 12 hours before we stepped on the boat. He knew you were coming.
Yeah. He knew then and he admitted that. But so it was just like, why? You knew I was coming and like you didn't even care to tell me like this is who will be here. And like, I just want to like let you know. Like, it just rubbed me the wrong way. But we ended up talking about it yesterday and we were like, okay, it's obvious we're never going to be like friends. It's weird for me to see you with someone else. It's weird for him to see me with someone else. And like, honestly, like I could get over seeing him with someone. Like, it's not that weird. It's just like when it just is like,
it's just uncomfortable,
sprung on me in the middle of nowhere. It's like, what the fuck is going on?
It's just weird. Like, yeah, you're on a boat. You can't get off.
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck?
And she's like visiting.
Yeah.
So like, they're not even like talking.
Yeah. It was just like the principle of it.
So like, why would he even say that really? Unless they're having a long distance relationship. Like, because I heard her say they're both from LA.
Go back both to of those LA, girls. Like, LA, so. Anyway, so that was really strange. That was our boat day. We ended up having a really good night, though. All
super
worked
fun.
Out.
Wait, when yesterday, Big came over while she was in the park and getting dinner with Mystery Man. And he was like, you guys realize his plan is like working perfectly. Like he wanted her to get mad and like reach out. And I was like, no, I don't think it's that, like whatever. And then you were like, I'm going to dinner with him. And he was like, he's definitely texting his friends right now. Like it fucking worked, you guys. Like I got her back. I guess we'll see when she gets back what happened.
No, it was like so fine. We decided, we were like, we can be like civil. Of course, I'm never going to text you and be like, oh, this has just happened in my life.
It was just funny because I was like, no, it's not like at all. And you're like, I'm going to dinner with him. I was like, maybe it is.
No, it was like very much like a friendship dinner, like catching up, and like I'm fine to be that way with him, you know what I mean? Like I don't want to like hate anyone, so yeah, it worked out, you know.
Okay,
we're dating again.
I'm done. He was like, yeah, like let's see when she gets home what happens.
No, it's weird because like I don't have like those feelings at all anymore. Like I don't
know. I was like, no, it's definitely not like that. Like they were literally talking in the park, like it was just like to clear the air, whatever. And then you were like, okay, I'm going to dinner with him, and he was like, mm-hmm. I was like, okay,
dinner is so casual, though.
Yes, we'll figure out later,
you know what I mean? Like just a cash dinner. Like, if I'm going to fucking talk to you, I might as well be eating a free meal over it.
Yeah. It was just a long time.
Yeah.
I think that was more it. Okay. Onward and upward. Back to exes.
Yeah. Onward and upward. Let's talk about all of our exes ever.
Okay. So, we got a question, and we actually answered it at the end of the episode with Maggie and Emma, and it was about older men.
Dating them.
Specifically dating them. So I guess we wanted to give you a little backstory because obviously I'm dating Big now. He's older than me. Elle talks to older guys. So that's kind of our norm now, but it wasn't always that way. So we wanted to give you a little bit. We've never really talked about our exes.
Yeah.
We've referenced them, but like we've never actually like given you guys the lowdown. Yeah. And they're pretty funny stories. They so we decided really to make an episode about it.
This is like, we're bringing out like the old Rivenel right now.
Yeah.
Like this is like old Rivenel. We schemed. We did some dirty lies.
Yeah.
And that was just our life, and which is okay because I love, you know, I love
it. It was just a time to be alive. And we would always say we're not lying. We're just telling a story.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'll go first because Dog Dad, that's what we call him, his infamous name. He was the first. Well, actually, let's backtrack a little bit. When me and Elle, we went pretty much in blind. We met on a Facebook group, like a DePaul group chat on Facebook of all the like classmen coming in. And we talked barely. We're like, let's be roommates. Barely talked. Figured out what we were going to bring to the dorm. And that was pretty much it. We had no friendship. I mean, it was like there was no bad blood, but it was like we weren't friends. Like we would, you know what I mean? Like like.
I feel we were like,
we're going to be roommates.
Yeah. It would have been so weird if we like were friends before.
Yeah. So we never met before we moved in. But one time we had a conversation, and we've talked about this before, where we were talking about older men. We were like, oh my God, guys in business suits, whatever. I have three older brothers. And even the kid I dated before was a year older than me, which isn't a lot. But and like my senior year of high school, I talked to a kid that was in college. I've always kind of talked to older guys.
Yeah, same.
So it wasn't like super benign where it was like, I don't really know what that word means. It wasn't super crazy where we got here and we're like, all of a sudden it was like this fetish of older guys. It always was kind of a substance, but like when you're in high school, you're not going to date a guy that's like 5 years older. That's weird.
Yeah. It like weirdly is like more pervy when you're in high school.
Yeah. Because you're not of age.
Yeah. Also.
So anyways, that's the little bit of backstory. We get here and my mom's like, you need to get a job. You are living in Chicago, and the only money I really had was for my grad party. So I had like $2,000 in savings, no job. And she was like, that money's going to run out quick. Like you need a job, whatever. I'm like, okay, okay. I really didn't want to get a job. So I was like, all right, I'll be a dog walker. And I join a site called Rover, and I'm on the site for a while when this guy like sends me a request to walk his dog, but it's not from a person. Rover like randomly matches you. So I got a request from Rover to walk this dog.
So it's not like he like saw your picture and was like, oh, I want
to
request
it. Was just like he requested a walk. Rover matched me, whatever. And it was a puppy. It was a baby lab. And I'm like, oh my God, Elle, we were pervs. So I was like, we have to go together. Anyways, we would take each other to all our dog walkings because Elle started doing it too. And we would just go together. It was like we just moved here, so we were like, let's explore the city. Blah blah blah. I'm rambling. We get there. It's not a puppy, But this guy lived in like a high rise. We were materialistic as shit. And I was like, I'm going to leave my number so I can have a steady job.
Yeah. Walking. Because we're like, okay, obviously his money, he needs a dog walker.
So I just left a note and it was like, if you ever need someone to walk your dog, whatever, left my number. And so then we started walking his dog all the time. Mm-hmm. Like probably 2-3 times a week. I would always walk this dog and he was so fucking annoying, you guys. He would pull my fucking arm off.
He was the worst walker of all ever. Time.
And we would just take him to the dog park and let him run around and that was it. And one time we're sitting in his apartment.
Keep in mind, he has no idea. He's never met Riv and he has no idea that I'm coming.
Yeah.
This guy, the dog dad.
Yeah, he has no idea what I look like, nothing. And we're sitting there and I'm like, I got the weirdest feeling. And I was like, oh, we got to get out of here.
I was literally like, she was charging her
phone because her phone was about to die. So we were like, let's just wait a minute and she can charge her phone, whatever. And I'm like, we got to go. We get in the elevator. As we walk out, this man walks into the elevator next to us. And she's like, how do we know him? He looks familiar. I'm like, that's him.
Okay, but so we knew what he looked like because we creeped on
through his apartment.
Yeah, through his apartment.
We wouldn't go in his room because we thought that was an invasion of privacy. But all his kitchen drawers,
bathroom, everything.
But we wouldn't go in his red room.
We would like look at like his hair products. We're like, I wonder what he looks like. And then we saw like a picture.
Yeah, there's a picture on his counter,
on his fridge or something. And then we also like found his name and we're like, oh my god, we have to look him up on Facebook. So we knew what he looked like. We knew he was like an attractive guy. And then, so in my mind, when I was walking out of the elevator, I was like, that guy looks really familiar. And I thought maybe he was like a guy we thought was hot on the L one day. Nope, it was fucking him.
I was like, oh, that's fucking him. Anyways, we walk out and I ended up texting him and I was like, oh, I think I just saw you, whatever. I would have my roommate with me. Like, I hope you don't mind. Because I thought he saw and I was like, oh my god, I'm going to get fired because I have someone with me. Like, that's rude. So I just texted him something. He was like, oh, no worries at all. Like, bring her whenever you want as long as, like, the dog is having fun. And then I think it was, like, 2 days later. Mm-hmm. We were going out for the weekend and Elle had just not gotten.
I needed to catch a dick, guys.
Yeah, she was needing something. And I was like, he's, like, so cute. I can't go for him because obviously I'm going to get fired, but you can. Why don't I text him, invite him out? The worst he says is no. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
And we had done our fair share of snooping to pretty much know that there wasn't a girl in the picture.
Yeah, we knew. It was a bachelor pad for sure.
For sure. So I invite him out and little did I know I had his work number. So he didn't see it until Monday and he texted me and was like, oh my god, that was so sweet of you, whatever. And I was like, oh my god, this is the most embarrassing thing in my life. He was like, I'm so sorry I didn't see this. My work number, could you like walk the dog today? And I was like, okay, I'm a fucking loser. This is horrific, whatever. So I walked the dog and then like 2 days later, he's like, I should probably meet the person that's always in my house. Like, it was so sweet of you to invite me out. Why don't you stay a little, like, if you can watch the dog today and stay a little longer after, and I'd be like, I'd love to meet you, whatever. So we do, or I do, I go, and me and Elle before were like, oh my god, he like definitely wants you.
Yeah, like we knew you were so nervous.
Yeah, we were so nervous. So I like go.
You like put makeup on, like you were really nervous.
Yeah, we remember you were on my phone. Yeah. But remember when we woke up, we were like, oh my god, today's the day. It was so weird. And weirdly, I guess it just switched. He just switched players, even though he didn't even know what we looked like.
He never knew that I was a player.
We never even knew what we looked like.
But he loves blonde, so like, yeah. I was never going to work anyways.
I get there. I take the dog for a walk. I'm literally shitting my pants. I'm like, I'm so fucking nervous. Owl's on FaceTime, and I hear the door open, and he worked in medical. Well, he works in sales. And he's wearing a suit, whatever. And I'm like, oh my god, like literally a suit. I'm a little thought, like being like just moved to the city. I was like, this is my businessman, whatever. We end up like talking for a really long time and we like watch a movie. I remember he made popcorn and then he like looked at me. We were like flirting. Oh, this is so cringe. And then he looked at me and he was like, I can't believe I'm about to kiss my dog walker. And he like kissed me. And then we just like watched a movie and like hooked up, whatever. And he drove me home and we were literally talking about Sophia Richie and Scott Disick. That's when they were still dating. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I can't believe and I lied to him. I told him I was 20. I forgot to say that.
That's the whole point of the story.
And so we were like talking about age differences and he was like, oh, I guess it's like not that weird, whatever. He was 28 at the time. And then we just started seeing each other like all the time. And whatever, we were like somewhat dating. Mm-hmm. He really wanted to date and I had a really bad commitment issue, so I would never say yes. But yeah, for so long, for 2 months probably, he thought I was 20 and I was 18. And he came to visit me in Michigan. He took me to like a football game and my parents didn't even know he was in town. I lied to them about where I was, which was stupid of me. I could have definitely just told them, but I was just like so caught up in lies that I was like, whatever.
It was one relationship. The foundation of the relationship was a lie.
Yeah. So I was like so caught up and I was just whatever. And I went with him and we like stayed in this hotel, whatever. And I was about to turn 19 and I was like, I have to tell you something, whatever. And he was like, what? And I was like, I'm actually turning 19, like not 21. And he was like, what? And he got over it and we just like kept dating.
Yeah. So
we never officially had a label, but we were dating.
Yeah. You were dating. They were like dated without the label for like a while. It was like 6 months, right?
Yeah. 6-7 months. And we're really good friends still.
I think so. The whole point of this was like us like talking about how we talked.
Yeah, that's the funniest story to meet someone ever. I remember one time we were in a fight and I was like, well, I didn't ask for this. And he was like, well, I didn't fucking ask for this. I was on a Rover.
Like, I literally was trying to find a dog walker. But I remember the day you came back and you were like, I lied to him and I told him I was 20. Because, I mean, this was a point in our life when, like, we lied to everyone. And we chose 20 because we were like, okay, when we're going out, we're obviously underage. You know what I mean? So, like, we're not going to tell these guys that we're 21 and then, like, we have to use a fake ID. You know what I mean? Like, it's fucking so weird. One time he actually thanked
me. It was when we were friends for a while.
He what?
He thanked me. He was like, if you never lied to me, like, you would never be in my life.
Yeah, it's true. And so we, like, were literally lying to everyone about our age. So it was, like, kind of normal. And I remember when you came back from, like, the first time, you're like, I lied to him about my age. And me and our friend Maggie, we were like, fuck, like, she's going to have to tell him the truth one day.
And I kept saying, I was like, no, it will never get that far. Like, I'll probably never see him again.
Yeah. And I was like, damn, she's going to have to. Like, he's going to find out. But it was, like, so deep into life. We lived in the dorm. So, like, he would drop her off at, like, different places. Like, he didn't know where you lived.
Yeah. No. Or I would be like, just drop me off at this corner and I'll walk down. I would always say, like, it's really congested. Like, I'll just walk down. It's fine.
Like, I'm going to walk to my apartment. So he didn't know we lived in the dorms. It was just like, keeping up with a lie like that is like really fucked up.
Yeah.
And like, you always have to like watch what you say. And it's like, how old are your brothers?
I had a whole alter life. It was like how old my brothers were, what classes I was in, what year I was in, where I was living, how long me and Elle had known each other. Yeah. Like everything.
Everything's a lie because then it's like, oh, you've been in Chicago longer than just like literally a month. Because like at that time we were literally in Chicago for like what, 2 months when you met him. So it was like, everything's a lie. So you guys, he found out like kind of soon into the, not soon.
It was a month
like,
and a half. Yeah. I want to say.
It wasn't like a long.
It was a month and a half since we met.
Yeah.
And then that's when I told him. And then we didn't talk for like a couple or probably a week. And then it was my birthday. Yeah. It was right before my birthday. He texted me on my birthday and we started texting a little bit again. And then he was like, I really want to see you because I was home for break because DePaul is a 6-week spring break.
Christmas break.
Christmas break. I was home for break. He's like, I really want to see you before Christmas, whatever. I was going to see Elle. So he flew me from Cincinnati to Chicago and whatever to come see him. And then we all got back to normal and it was just.
And then you started like dating, talking, whatever.
Yeah. And then when I got back, I ended it and then we started doing it again. And then it was just a process.
Yeah. But anyways, you're friends now, whatever. But you lied to him about your age.
Yeah.
So Riv gets into this thing with Dog Dad. And I'm like, what's so funny about him is like, he kind of started the nicknames because we just called him Dog Dad. We never called him, but we didn't like his real name. So we were like, oh, we'll give him a nickname. And we called him Dog Dad. So he started the nicknames. And then I was like, damn, like, let me get me a man. You know, when your friends have like a guy and you're like, well, fuck, you know what I mean? You spent the night at his house like a lot. Mm-hmm. So I was like, damn, like this dorm room is feeling so lonely.
Was like a very fast paced relationship, which usually I don't. Like.
Yeah. So I was like, damn, this dorm room is feeling so lonely. Let me find myself a man. And I wasn't exactly looking the night that I met Rich Man, was I?
No.
We went to one of our favorite spots in the city, like a little club. And we were like such thoughts at this place. Like everyone knew our, everyone who worked there knew our intentions. And this story just like proves all of that. We, we're about to leave because we were like, damn, it's dead tonight. Like, why? It was like a weird night, I think. It was like a Thursday or Friday, which like isn't their like popping
night. I think it was low-key a Saturday. And we were like, why is it so dead? And it was because it was all upstairs.
Oh.
Or maybe it was Friday. Something like that. And we were like, why is it so... Because I think we were confused.
Yeah, we were like, dude, it's literally
dead. It was like almost light in there.
Yeah, it was like so... Like, they literally had the lights on ready to like shut down the downstairs. But there's like a private room upstairs. So we're about to leave and the door guy was like, you guys are leaving? We're like, yep. And he's like, are you sure you want to leave? We're like, yep. And he's like, you should probably cancel that Uber, like there's a big spender upstairs. And our thought ass is like, you know how fast we probably fucking canceled that thing? Yeah, literally. Like literally, I remember
we like low-key discussed it. We were like, we already ordered it, and we're like, well, what's the harm, let's just go see like whatever. And then we went because I remember we like stood there for a second.
Yeah,
we're like,
so he took us upstairs and it was like a birthday party. And we're like, okay, like this will be fun, whatever. The crowd was like noticeably older than us, you know, like it wasn't like we walked into it thinking like we're gonna be with a bunch of college kids. Like we knew the crowd was older. And I started talking to this one guy and he's like, well, let me introduce you to the birthday guy. And the birthday guy was rich man. And we started talking, whatever. Like, we talked all night. And then we ended up going back to his house, which was, like, fucking insane. We, like, walked in. Like, do you want hotel slippers? We're like, yes, please. Keep in mind, we're literally, like, poor, like, little college girls living in a dorm. Like, barely affording our Trader Joe's groceries. And, so we like whatever. I ended up hooking up with him that night and it was just a fucking shit show of a night. Everyone was crying. We literally went back to the dorm, like all of us were, it was crazy. And I thought like, I'm never gonna see that guy again. Turns out, oh, and I guess we keep forgetting to say we lied about our age. I told him at his birthday party that we were 20, and so he thought that I was 20 and he was turning, I think that was his 31st birthday. So it was like a significant age difference, and which was fine.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And at the time Dog Day was only like 28.
Yeah. So it was like older.
It was like, yeah. Cause like Dog Day was like, well, at least he's in his 20s.
Yeah. This one was like, oh my
God. And like 20 was like the age of one of my brothers. So I was like, oh, it's not even that weird.
We're like, damn, this man is 31 years old. So, we ended up hooking up. We went home and I thought like, I'm never going to see that guy again. Like, where's it really going to go? I lied to him about my age. He's 31 and like, I'm not at the time. Like I wasn't super physically attracted to him, but like, obviously when you get to know someone like those, like, that attraction can build. Come back from Christmas break. So it was like fast forward, like literally 3 months. And he's like, let's go out, whatever. And we started hanging out with him and his friend group a ton. And like every weekend, they were always our weekend plans. And we really liked their friend group. Dog Dad actually met him. And I was still lying to him about my age. He still thought that I was 20.
But Dog Dad knew.
But Dog Dad knew that we were, I was 18 and Riv had just turned 19.
I'd be like, if you tell him, you're dead.
Yeah. So like, it was like a really weird, like, everyone knew the lie except for rich man and his friends, you know? So we would go out a ton and it kind of turned into, we like never, I wouldn't say that I dated him. It was like a consistent hookup and we both.
Yeah. I like dated Dog Dad. Yeah. You just like were talking.
Yeah. But we both had, I think it was hard because like I knew I didn't
want
a boyfriend.
You guys would like talk about you guys going on dates with other people.
Yeah. Like it was like, we knew that we both had feelings for each other, but like no one ever admitted it. Like I never sat there and said like, I really like you. Like he never said it to me, but like it was very, very apparent that like that was what was going on.
Yeah.
And like, so I would just like go over to his house. We would hang out, whatever, hook up like a couple times a week. And then we would go out with him every weekend without fail. Because like, you know, rich man is getting that good shit. Anyways. So I started to really like him, but I was like, I'm never going to admit this. I'm fucking 18 years old and like he thinks I'm 20. Like it's never gonna work and I will take this lie to the grave with me, because like I don't have to tell him I'm not dating him. So we go out one night Oh my God. I know what story we were going to tell, and it ties in perfectly with this. The Galantis story.
Oh my God.
Okay. So funny, guys. So we, as I said before, we became really close friends with all of Rich Man's friends. And one of his friends, Dr. Man, who we've talked about before, was like, guys, let's go to the Galantis concert. And it was kind of weird because it felt like Doctor was like low-key flirting. And it was like, I'm going out with him and like Rich Man's out. So it was like kind of weird. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So he got us tickets to the Galantis concert.
Like, we never knew who he wanted.
Yeah. We were like, fuck, like who is he trying to get?
Yeah, because he would flirt with us both.
Yeah. So we show up to the Galantis concert. And keep in mind, this is like right when like COVID is like kind of becoming a thing, but no one really knows what it is. So we're like, fuck, like this is a big crowd. And like, I'm terrified of getting sick because it was like still kind of like a mysterious thing. And we're like in this crowd, the Galantis concert, just like one, you have to be blacked out drunk or like rolling on like something, you know, you have to be like drugged out.
It's like a festival vibe.
So we're in there, we're in like our club outfits. Like we are not dressed for a Galantis concert. No. And we're like, oh my God, like this is miserable. He had like gotten us a drink, but I was like, I'm so not drinking this. I just wasn't in the mood to be there. So we're like, what do we do? And Rib is like, fake an anxiety attack for
you
sure.
Definitely said that you should fake the anxiety attack, and I was like, yeah, it was for sure your idea.
So I'm sitting there like, oh my God, I can't breathe. Like it was a problem. I wish I had a video of it. It was hands down the worst performance I could have ever put on.
You can't even like fake an anxiety attack.
I know. I'm like, oh my God, I can't breathe. Everyone is touching me. Like I need to get out of here. Like I'm freaking the fuck out. And he like looks at me and he's like, dude, I'm a doctor. And we're like, I'm like, I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
He's like,
help.
Just leave if you don't want to be here.
He's like, bro, like I know you're not having an anxiety attack. Like, please just go if you don't want to be here. Like, whatever. So we're like, okay, we'll go. And we ended up going to our favorite spot where I'd initially met Rich Man like months before. And he was there. Whatever. We're sitting there. We're having a great time because the owner of the place, who we always thought was so fucking hot, was sitting at the table. And we're like, oh my God, like he finally is like likes us, like this is so fun. And he low-key, he knew how old we were. But and like so did like the bottle girls and stuff, but like no one, Rich Man just did not know. So we are sitting there, and then Riv ended up leaving and you went to Dog Dad's. And I was whatever, having,
as one does,
having a time. And then Rich Man gets up and like walks out and he's like, I'm leaving. And I'm like, oh, that was kind of rude. What the fuck? Like, you know, because usually we would walk out like hand in hand or like with each other. It's not just like, oh, I'm leaving. Like, see you later. He's like, what the fuck? So, like, I follow him outside and I'm like,
I hate that. It's so awkward.
I'm like, dude, like,
I can just feel the awkwardness.
I was like, dude, like, what was that? Like, are we leaving? And his friends were out there too. So, like, we had a full crowd. And all of his friends like thought that we were 20, you know, like no one knew, none of that group knew. And he's like, you lied to me. And I was like, what? No. He's like, you're 19. And I was like, well, I wasn't lying, because I was like, no, I'm not, because I was 18 at the time. And he's like, no, you are. You like lied to me about your age or whatever. And I was like, no, I didn't. I swear. And then I started laughing because I was like, fuck, like I can't keep up this lie. Like he knows how old I am. So he's like, got an Uber and he was like, get in, like, let's go home. And I was like, okay, like, whatever. So he doesn't talk to me the whole way back. And then when I like get in his bed, like just like a normal night, but like we were not talking. And then I was like, fuck, like, you know what? I might as well just rip the whole Band-Aid off and tell him like I'm 18. Cause like, what's the point of living like another lie again? So ripped it off and I was like, yeah, so I'm actually 18. And he was like, give me your ID right now. He like thought that I was in like high school. Like he thought that I was 17. And he was like, give me your ID. He fully checked my ID to see how old I was. And it was like super awkward. And then he like calls
all
his
friends.
What if
you gave him
his
your fake ID?
I honestly think even like a bouncer or someone that's not a bouncer would know that's like the worst fucking fake they've ever seen. So yeah, we, it was like, we kind of like made a joke out of it because it was not like I was like in a serious relationship or with him or anything. So he like called all his friends and he's like, guess who lied to me? You know what I mean? Like it was a joke. And then, yeah, like we ended up getting sent home for COVID. So I didn't, like talk to him after that. And then he got into a new relationship, moved to Texas, and here we are now. No rich yep. man, no dog dad, and some honest woman.
Yep. You know.
I think like the whole reason we lied though is we were embarrassed by our age for yeah. sure, because I think we felt a lot older than we were and we wanted to be older, you yeah. know? And we thought that age like made the biggest difference. And I think it does, because dog dad wouldn't have talked to you.
No.
I wouldn't have talked to rich man. Like, and we've met amazing people from those experiences. You yeah. know what I mean? Like we have some of our best friends now.
Everything happens for a reason. Yeah. I would never do it now. Mm-hmm. But also I'm the age you still lie about, so it's like different. But
yeah.
even then I would never do it now.
I think it was just like, it stemmed from a lot of embarrassment and like us really wanting to live a life that like we couldn't live at 18 years old.
I think also there's like a thing that, like when I first met Big, we were out at a restaurant and we were drinking and he weirdly asked, like he was like, it was after a little while and he was like, wait, how old are you? But he was like standing and I was sitting at the table and like I kind of had to say it loudly. So I said 21 and we ended up going on a date the next day and I was like, I'm actually 20. And he was like, I'm actually like 50.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? And he was like, I'm kidding, like are you? And I was like, no, I just like felt really uncomfortable like saying that I was underage while I was drinking at a restaurant. You not know that what? I would ever do sometimes, that, but yeah. if I was not drinking juice, it would just be bad. And so, and he was like, it was like whatever, but that was like literally the next day and that was our first actual date. And he was like, I get it. Like, it's not like I lied to him for like with dog dad, I lied for months. Yeah. It was like, I said that out of like caution. And then it was one of the first things I said to him. I was like, oh, I'm actually like not whatever.
I did that with Tiger Woods too, because I said like, I was 20 or whatever. And then obviously like I'm still 19. So then the next time I saw him, I was like, I actually lied to you. Like I'm 19. I just like, it was super awkward to say like when we're sitting at a restaurant. So it was like literally the same situation. Yeah. So I think like, but when we originally did it, we like fully, we were living a life that like our parents didn't know about, you know, no one knew about it. We would like kind of like only our good old Finsta knew yeah. everything, but
no, really no one knew.
Yeah, like I don't know, how old did you tell your parents dog dad was? Because your parents met dog dad.
It was when he was flying me after seeing you and I yeah. was like, I really need to see him, whatever. And because mm-hmm. it was like kind of awkward because I hadn't seen him since I told him my age.
Yeah.
And I was like, he really wants to see me, whatever. And I told my mom and I was like, well, he's going to buy my ticket. So that's why I told her. I was like, yeah. I can't randomly be going to Chicago for 2 days. That's so mm-hmm. like, and where would I be staying? Whatever. So I ended up telling her. And then she was like, I always knew you would talk to someone older. Like, honestly, it's fine, whatever.
But did
then,
you tell her 28?
Yeah.
You did?
I think.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either. I assume I just told her the truth. And then he one time was coming back to Detroit to do some business and he like offered to drop me and Elle off. So when he did, he met my parents and then my mom was here.
Yeah. So
she met him.
I don't think there was much. What am I going to call my mom and be like, hey, I'm consistently hooking up with this guy. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like he knew, or she knew of like the group of guys that we would always go out with. And like, she knew like that situation. But never met him. It'd just be weird if he like met my mother.
Yeah.
But I never, to this day, I don't think she knows how old he was, but like I tell her now, like, oh, like when I was dating Mystery Man, I was like, oh, he's like 31, whatever. Like, it's not a big deal. But like for so long, like I literally thought like, not like our parents could ground us, but I was like, my mom will disown me.
If I mean, she it's just like that, a like, very uncomfortable conversation when you're like 18, you're like, I'm dating or whatever.
Because I think instantly my fear, I think is, it's less about me and more like people are going to think this guy's a pervert.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, I think instantly, especially dads, because still to this day, Scott will say like, oh, these guys are too old, which yeah. is my stepdad. So I think that it's like they are so protected of their kids that they don't want their kids being like naive and think like, oh, like this guy isn't like totally using you and like you're so young, you don't even see it kind of thing. So I think it's easy to switch the narrative like that. But I've come to like a point where I think that age is like just, it's so relative.
I think like with that question that we got asked in the Emma and Maggie episode, which I guess you guys would not have heard yet, it was basically about a girl is dating an older guy and there's an age difference and she feels as though he won't commit to her because of whatever, like because of the age difference, and mm-hmm. she feels like it's not sustainable. She doesn't like really know where to go with the relationship. With Big, I was kind of thinking about it more because I was like, why is it it was weirdly like when I met him, I don't know if you guys ever had that feeling where it's just like you meet someone and you're like, oh, it's just different. Like from the moment I met him, I was like, oh, it's just different. Mm-hmm. Like our first date, and going into our first date, we both had said like, oh, I don't want a relationship. Like I don't really ever want to get married. Which I think put a very, it was like weirdly, like we said it and knew that we were going to date. I don't know if he felt that way, but I weirdly like knew he was going to be in my life for a long time. I guess maybe I didn't know we were going to date, but I knew that he was like significant in my mm-hmm. life. But it was a very like chill way of going into it, because it wasn't like, oh, I'm looking for a relationship, like this year my relationship, you know what I mean? It was more like, it was very chill. And then as we hung out more, whatever, we became exclusive like 3 weeks after meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started dating about 2 months after meeting. So there wasn't really ever an issue with commitment.
Yeah.
It wasn't. And I don't really know. I guess if he's not committing, it's just like a different thing. But then also like since it was like that, it was easier to tell my mom. Cause it was like, I remember after our first day, I left the next day because my grandmother was not doing very well. And I wanted to go home and see her, whatever. So I went home and I told my mom, I was like, oh my God, I went on that date with the hottest guy ever. Like literally so good, whatever. I told my grandma about him cause she loved to gossip about guys, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was going home consistently over those like about 2 months.
Yeah.
Because my grandma was on her deathbed. So we really wanted to spend time with her. I wanted to spend time with my family, whatever. And consistently throughout that, we were talking and mm-hmm. like more serious. So it was never, it was easy to tell my family.
Yeah.
Because it was like a consistent thing and I was with them.
It wasn't like you personally had questions about it. Cause I think when like you're questioning it yourself, it's like weird to bring it up to your family. It's like, why the fuck would I tell them this? If like,
and
it's
not going to be a serious thing. Also, wait, I was talking about you. I did like at the beginning, I was like, oh, this probably won't go anywhere because he's 12 years older than me.
Yeah.
But really, like, I swear you guys, it doesn't feel like he is at all. I always forget that there's an age gap. He never talks down to me as if like he's like, oh, I would know way more than you.
Yeah.
He might say like, oh, like give me advice, obviously, but like he would never, like he does not, I don't know how to explain it, but there's just such a respect I think between both of us that it's just, I don't know, you just like click That's with who you
I,
click with.
I mean by like, I think age is so like relative. Like there's people we know who are 27 and act older than like people we know who are 30.
We were literally talking about it yesterday. He was like, what if I met you and I was like 23, like would you be interested? And I was like, probably not.
Yeah,
like I don't want a young kid that's like stupid and like,
I think it's just like
doesn't
I've
know
never,
what they want and like all that stuff.
I've never been like attracted to the younger guys. It's just like never been something that I've been super interested in, and especially now after like seeing older guys, you know what I mean, like I literally don't think I could. 23 seems like a child, and like I'm fucking
he was
19.
Like I literally had a frohawk.
Yeah,
frohawk, whatever it's called.
And like also I think it's like a good point is like you learn so much too. Like these are people who can give you like real life advice that like you'll hold with you for like a long time. Like Dog Dad gives us advice all the time.
He, like,
about
still like we talk to him all the time and he always helps us find jobs or like do whatever, like will always give us business advice. Like they're really like good people. Like,
yeah.
Like, and I mean, I feel like, you know, like when I meet an older guy and I know he's a creep, but I run away.
But there's also creeps who are 20 years old.
Yeah.
You know?
It's like
it's
you know
thing.
Who you can feel someone's intentions with you.
Yeah. 100%. And sure, like it's there's a stereotype around older men, like, oh, like being perverts or like being like creeps on older, you know, or younger girls, but like, oh, they just want like a hot younger girl to have on their arm. But like, you know when that's the case, and like you stay far away from
it. And most guys that are want that are not committing.
Yeah.
If they just want a hot girl on their arm, they don't care who it is, and it's gonna be a young, a little stunt, and they're gonna be cheating. Like that,
yeah.
That stereotype is not sustainable.
Yeah, I think it's just like,
I think
that's what, going back to like her question about like why he won't commit, I think it's very much like people use like age almost as like an escape or like an excuse for things. Do you know what I mean? Like if someone sits there and it's like, oh, but like our age difference, it just doesn't match. Like if you guys get along, your ages match. It like doesn't matter about your age, you know?
I agree.
I think people use that as like such an excuse. And like, if you have to like think, and like I could, you might justify why he's not committing in your mind as like, oh, it's the age gap. But like,
if he cared enough, the age gap wouldn't matter.
No, it doesn't matter at all.
And I think that's in all situations. Like, if the other person cared enough, it wouldn't be an issue.
Yeah, like, there's no excuses if the other person, like, genuinely wants what you want. So I think it might just be, it's more of, like, I think everything comes down to, like, personality and, like, who the person is at the core. Because, like, there's people who are 30, you know what I mean? Like, there's just, age is so different, and people think we're older all the time when we tell them our actual age. So like, no fucking way. You know, so it's like no one would assume we're this young. And I think that's kind of where like the lies stemmed from, because we realized like, oh my god, we could so get away with saying we're older than we
but
are.
Also a little bit of like whatever is, we live in a huge city. Like we live in the third biggest city in the US, so the people we're surrounded with are mainly older. Like there's not a lot of 20 year olds living downtown Chicago. It's just not a thing. There are colleges here and there are exceptions, obviously, but it's not the norm. So you meeting a 32-year-old on your college campus in the middle of buttfuck nowhere is probably different than meeting them downtown in a city where that's the majority of people. Many people like intermix ages in a city. It's unreal. That is just the norm, to have people ranging from like I would say 20 to like 35, and it's not even a thing.
Even older sometimes.
Like it's so chill. Not weird because of the surround, like the situation you're in. But if you're 19 hanging out with a 37-year-old in like the middle of nowhere Louisiana in your college town, I feel like that's a little bit of a different story.
Yeah. Because it might end up on like a true crime doc.
Yeah. It's just different, and it's not fair, but like it's just different, I would say.
I think too, but it's all about like your lifestyle, because we have so many girlfriends our age who wouldn't dare date guys that are as old as the guys we date. You know, it's just not their thing, but that's because they have a different lifestyle than us. We have a lifestyle where it is like that. We're surrounded by people of all sorts of ages, but that stemmed from us in the beginning wanting to be older than we were. You know what I mean? We never accepted like the college lifestyle. But if you're truly living the college lifestyle, you probably don't even want an older guy. Why would you? Because that lifestyle doesn't match with someone who's 30 whatever.
I also think there are things to be cautious about dating an older guy. Usually they're gonna have a lot of money. You need to make sure that that is not a factor in your relationship. I don't think ever, no matter what, even if they are your age, you should never be with someone because of money. Because of what you think they can provide you. It's a trap. It's always a trap. It should definitely just not be a factor in your relationship. It's gonna affect some things like where you go to eat, or like whatever, if you can go out to eat a lot, whatever. But it should never be a factor in like the foundation of your relationship. There should definitely be like a lot of respect. There should be boundaries that are set. Like, you need to be cautious. It's not like a thing, but that's with anyone. I think you should have those like boundaries with anyone that you're dating.
I think too, like, obviously anyone can take advantage of anyone, just like you could take advantage of an older guy. You know, like, it can go both ways, but just like, don't be naive. And also, like, never, I would say never accept the age difference as a fucking excuse. I think that's so ridiculous, and don't waste your time on someone who's gonna sit there and be like,
if
you're
too
young,
insecure. If that is truly their excuse and they're that insecure about what other people think, then they're not gonna respect you in the relationship the way you would want them to.
Yeah,
they're 100%. Not gonna introduce you to the people that that like as they should. They like, all of that is gonna be missing.
You're gonna be like,
you're gonna be the black
disrespected sheep, disrespected for sure.
What's that saying, the black sheep?
Yeah. I think that's what it's called. I would also like, I think it can be like, you could be nervous about like what people are going to like say. I think nowadays it's like a little more normal. Like it's not,
I've
like,
never had anyone in the city say it's weird. Only ever people that I know from like Michigan.
Yeah. So it's like, once again, the lifestyle, like some people just aren't going to understand that lifestyle and that's okay, but you can't let it like bring you down, or like you shouldn't be embarrassed or ashamed of it at all. We literally would like see a kid our age with like their dad and we would be like, oh my god, that dad's so hot. We would never look at the kid, you know. So it's just like always been a thing, and I think it does, like I have older brothers too, and like I always hung out with my brother's friends. Like I was never around like guys my age, you know.
Yeah.
So, sure. But I think people do look at it and it's like, oh, it's just a young girl's fantasy to like have a sugar daddy. And like people think it's like all about money.
If
and like
your relationship, an older guy, you like them based on the money they have, then you're not in a relationship.
People are so much more than money too. And like if someone is throwing money in their face, like, or in your face, like they're a piece of shit.
And they don't. I guarantee you, if someone's throwing money in your face, like being like, oh, I'll buy you this, I'll take you here, I'll do all this for you, they don't have money.
Yeah.
I'm telling you right now, they don't have money. And if they do, it's very, 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 very like not. It's not going. They're not gonna have it for a long time.
Yeah, because they're spending it like they're. What's that thing?
They're using like, their money to define them.
And no, it's a thing, and it's like you're spending all your money trying to look rich and like getting poor in the process. Like you're losing your money in the process.
Wealth is invisible.
Facts. So I think that's really like all we have. I would say go date whoever the fuck you want to date. If you want to date a college kid, if you want to date an old guy, just don't be stupid.
If and you need more advice, reach out, of course.
Don't let anyone take advantage of you ever. Know your worth. And yeah, we'll have all of our socials linked in the description below. And don't forget to stay tuned for our episode with Emma and Maggie. It's going to be a super, super good episode.
We love you guys. Leave a review.
Yeah, 5 stars, please.
We are posting reviews. A vlog sometime this week. And
blog posts every week. Make sure to check out the website. Everything you need is in the link tree, I think. So
love you guys.
Love you guys. Thanks so much. Listening. Thanks for listening. Bye. Mwah.